Hello, my name is Frits van Evert. I work at Wageningen University and Research Center in Wageningen, the Netherlands. And I'll be talking to you about vegetation indices in potato. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors. Cornelia Kempenaar is a colleague of mine, and Menko Duisterwinkel is an undergraduate student who did some very good work with us last year. Potato is a crop that is able to create a high yield, 50, 60 tons per hectare is no exception in the Netherlands, and it needs a lot of fertilizer, a lot of nitrogen to obtain that yield. But the amount of fertilizer nitrogen that is needed in order to obtain, in order to realize a yield of 50 tons per hectare may be as low as 150 kilograms in some years and as high as 300 kilograms per hectare in some other years. And the reason for that is that in the temperate, humid climate of the Netherlands, both mineralization and leaching are highly variable. So in some years you may have a lot of mineralization and no leaching. In other years you may have a lot of leaching and no mineralization, and then you need that 300 kilograms per hectare. So this, all this fertilizer is typically applied at planting, and in order to make sure that you have a potential to realize your yield every year, farmers apply at the maximum. And I see that this, I saved it with timings, so that is really unfortunate. So giving all this fertilizer makes sure that you realize your yields, but it also makes sure that leaching can be pretty high in some years. So in a split nitrogen application system, only part of the nitrogen is applied at planting. And this is a highly effective way of increasing nitrogen efficiency, especially if the growing conditions are taken into account at the moment of applying nitrogen in determining the size of that second application. So we have developed a system where the side dress application rate is based on the measurement of canopy reflectance at the time of side dressing. And this works as shown in the figure on the left-hand side. We have a curve that describes the desired nitrogen uptake at any point in time. And then we detect that the amount of nitrogen in the crop is less than what we want. We apply the difference. So in this graph, that's about 30 kilograms per hectare, which is applied to side dressing. And so compared with the system of applying the full recommended rate of planting, this system results in a reduction of about 40 kilograms per hectare on average. Without a reduction in yield. But farmers are not exactly rushing in to apply this system, to use this system. And there are a number of good reasons for that. First of all, it means extra work. You need at least twice to take your fertilizer spreader out instead of just once at planting. For those farmers that do not irrigate, there is a risk that the side dress nitrogen is not effective if it doesn't rain pretty soon after application. But today I will be talking about a third perceived weakness or barrier to using the system, namely that the calibration that converts vegetation index, the reflectance measurement, into nitrogen uptake by the crop is considered noisy. The calibration that we're using is shown on the left-hand side here. The horizontal axis is the WDVI, the vegetation index that we use. And on the vertical axis, I'm showing the total amount in the crop, the total amount of nitrogen in the crop in kilograms per hectare. The broken line was fitted by hand. It's not a regression line. And it is broken because at some point in time, the potatoes start to accumulate or move a lot of nitrogen below ground. So you don't see it with your measurement anymore. But there's a correlation, of course. There's a relationship between above ground and below ground nitrogen. This calibration was used, as I said, in many experiments, and it consistently results in savings without yield, as in nitrogen savings without loss of yield. But it is true that there's some scatter in the data, and people have complained about it. So in past work, we investigated whether we need different calibration lines for starch potatoes versus ware potatoes versus potatoes grown on sand versus potatoes grown on clay, and for different cultivars. And the results of that are shown on the right-hand side in the two graphs, again with WDVI, vegetation index on the horizontal axis, and this time above ground nitrogen uptake on the vertical axis. And the broken line is the same as in the other graph, just for reference. So you can see that again, there's scatter, but there's no systematic influence, no systematic difference between, say, ware potatoes and starch potatoes. But recently, it's been pointed out, or more recently, I should say, it has been suggested to us that WDVI might in fact not be the best relationship, not the best index for our purpose. And specifically, it's been suggested that a red edge-based index might be a lot better. So the objective of my talk here is to determine whether one of these indices or might indeed be better for our purpose. And we did that by revisiting the data that we had analyzing them in a way that we hadn't done before. And the reflection measurements for your reference were all made with CropScan, which is an 8-band instrument, handheld, you hold it above the crop about 2 meters or so. And the experiments, there were experiments with nitrogen in different treatments, different times and different application rates. And they concerned cultivar Beentje on a sandy soil in the Netherlands. So what are those indices that we were looking at? WDVI, Weighted Difference Vegetation Index, is proposed by Clevers and al. It uses a measurement of reflectance in the infrared region and one in the green or the red region, as shown in the right-hand side panel on the top. And it's sensitive to biomass. And a special feature of WDVI compared with other indices is that it uses a measurement of a bare soil also. So there is actually four numbers that go into determining the index. And because of the very different spectral reflectance characteristics of soil and crop, as shown in the figure, this allows to correct for incomplete ground cover. Simple ratio indices have been suggested by many authors. Kittelsen and al., for example, proposed using a specifically 810 and 709 nanometers. We used 760 and 710 here because that was readily available in our data. And this kind of index is supposed to be sensitive to nitrogen content of the crop, not biomass, but nitrogen. And Antikada Yousafi is another index. It was proposed more recently. It uses reflectance in four different bands. It's actually pretty complicated. To tell you the truth, I can't quite follow why they made that derivation in their paper. But anyway, it's supposed to be sensitive to chlorophyll concentration or nitrogen concentration. So here we have some results, three graphs for the three indices, with on the horizontal axis the numerical value of the index, and on the vertical axis the nitrogen uptake above ground in kilograms per hectare. You can see that WDVI, simple ratio, and Antikada Yousafi all do a reasonably good job of estimating nitrogen uptake. But this is total nitrogen, in the crop, above ground. But if we are going to look at nitrogen specifically, or at chlorophyll or nitrogen concentration, you might expect better response when we look at organic nitrogen uptake. So that's what I'm plotting here. And you can see that, yes, indeed, that we get a little bit higher correlations, lower RMSEs. And I must say that for the WDVI, I excluded the 3 points that are outlying there from the regression analysis. I think that was justified in this case. But again, so all three indices seem to perform reasonably well for nitrogen uptake. But now we would like to see if this promise of Tekari Yousafi to do well on nitrogen concentration, holds up. So here I'm plotting on the upper half the nitrogen concentration in our samples, both total nitrogen and organic nitrogen. So this is nitrogen in grams per grams. And on the with day of year, day since January 1st, on the horizontal axis, and on the lower half of the graph, the response for the three vegetation indices. And so you can see that WDVI and the simple ratio basically do not track nitrogen concentration, they track biomass. Increase in biomass in the beginning, then it stays at a level more or less for a while, and then it collapses again. Tekari Yousafi doesn't seem to track biomass. It doesn't really track nitrogen concentration at all either. So then if you look for a relationship between these indices and nitrogen concentration, then obviously you get just a point, a cloud of points, no relationship there. Now you may have noticed that the simple ratio and the WDVI sort of behave in a similar way. So here I'm giving you a pairwise comparison of the vegetation indices, and you can see that yes, indeed, WDVI and simple ratio are highly correlated linearly. I'm also plotting here a simple ratio, which then basically the one that Gittelson proposed, where we use the reflectance at 810 and at 710 nanometers. It's basically the same. And the outlier in this group of three or four indices is Takari-Usafi, which is just behaves in a different way. So before I come to a conclusion, I want to make a couple of remarks that may address some points that may have come up in you in your head while listening to this. For those of you that are familiar with using the Green Seeker, for example, for corn nitrogen side dressing, the difference with that situation is that in potatoes, the uptake of nitrogen has already been 100 or 200 of kilograms of nitrogen by the time we side dress. In corn, that is much less. So the Green Seeker NDVI approach that works well for corn doesn't work well at all for potatoes. Another thing that is different with potatoes and corn is that potatoes do not exhibit luxury nitrogen consumption. So no matter whether you give the plant a lot of nitrogen or a fairly insignificant amount, the concentration in the crop varies only within a narrow band. And at the same time, this nitrogen concentration is confounded with growth stage. It decreases over time no matter what you do to the crop. So as biomass increases and the concentration decreases, the nitrogen concentration decreases. And that's why WDVI is able to do a fairly good job of following nitrogen uptake. The disadvantage, of course, of the WDVI is that we do need a bare soil reference measurement. It's not always easy to find a piece of bare soil. It needs to be bare not only of the potatoes, but also of weeds and algae that might be growing in furrows and so on. So another point that I would like to make is that if we want to move forward and get farmers to adopt this system of reflectance-based side dress management, then I don't think that looking for vegetation indices, like some people are suggesting to us, is the best way. I think if we want to push this, if we want to achieve better adoption of our side dress system, it would be better to make sure that farmers invest in irrigation equipment so that they can bring their water make sure that their water management is in order, and therefore then they can only start to work on the nitrogen management. Another point is that our system allows for detecting that a crop doesn't need extra, that a crop has not enough nitrogen, but it doesn't allow us to detect that there might be a very high yield upcoming and that we need to give more than the recommended rate. So that is a thing that we need to build into our system. But then in conclusion, I think our data show that potato nitrogen uptake is measured equally well with the WDVI, the simple ratio, and the Takari-Usafi index indices that I've shown here. So for that reason, we could continue using our WDVI. But in practice, a red edge-based vegetation index is perhaps to be preferred in terms of that we don't need that bare soil reference measurement. So with that, I would like to finish my presentation. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Right. As with the growth stage, at first you get a nice, well-developed canopy for potatoes, and then it just sort of collapses as more and more of the nitrogen is being withdrawn from the canopy and put into the growing tubers. What did you get separate regressions for the nice full canopy versus when it collapses?
Yeah, that was very perceptive. The question is whether whether I use separate regressions or separate analyses for the early stage of crop growth where biomass is increasing and the later stage of crop growth where biomass is, at least above ground biomass, is decreasing. I weeded out the points that were obviously belonging to the latter. I felt that was justified because we're looking at site dressing here, and that we're not interested in those later growth stages. Yeah.
Do you see any relationship in terms of the extent of flowering and yield potential, or when maximum yield might fit or reach maximum potential of the plant reach based on some measure of flowering extent?
The question is, and correct me if I'm wrong, if there's a relationship between the amount of flowering or the time of flowering and yield potential or yield achieved in a particular year. And the answer to that would be no, because potato is basically an indeterminate crop. It starts growing, it reaches full ground cover, and at that time it produces at the maximum rate. And it will continue doing that as long as you keep it well supplied with water, nitrogen, and free from pests and diseases. Although there are obviously some limitations from cultivar point of view in how long it can sustain that green cover. So a high yield is mostly associated with early planting, the possibility to plant early, depending on better conditions, of course, quickly reaching full ground cover and then maintaining that canopy. Yeah.
Do you take any of your spectral measurements while flowering is occurring?
Yeah.
Do you think that could have been influencing the value of any of your spectral indices?
Yeah. The question is whether the presence of flowers might have influenced our spectral indices. And the answer is that yes, we have a lot of measurements in which flowering, while the crop was flowering. And yes, sometimes we do see a dip in reflectance around that time. Now, whether that is, but we see that in all bands, so it's not too, so it would, the influence on the index would be relatively minor. And because you're dealing with divisions and so on. And also I'm not completely sure that we can correlate that only with the presence of flowers, or whether it might also be a rainstorm that pushes the canopy down a little bit, or that kind of thing.
I think it would influence the visible bands all the same, but the near infrared somewhat different.
You're right, it could be.
But so during division, much not.
Yeah, that's true.